friends, Jacob's here one more time. Thank you for pressing the play button. Thank you for spending some extra quality time with me so we can talk about the first beast and the second beast from the book of Revelation. Now, you may think, what does this have to do with the thumbnail that was so interesting with Russell Brand and Elon Musk and Donald the Trumpster? Well, a lot of people think that these three characters are literally characters that are from the Bible. I've talked about this for a long time. I've been sharing about these specific chapters in the book of Revelation for a long time. If you've been watching a long time, you know that it's not about three specific men. You'd think to yourself, oh, well, you know, Elon, he has the dragon, SpaceX, so he must be the dragon. And of course, X has a lot of power, so the dragon has come and he's given power to the beast. And of course, Donald Trump is very much like that figure Nebuchadnezzar, and who became a beast after he lost everything. And then he comes back to be king again after glorifying God. Then, of course, you got Russell Brand. The three amigos used to be Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Kanye, but then Kanye kind of didn't want to be the Christian guy anymore. He wanted to do the adult film stuff. So he kind of stepped out, and then Russell Brand kind of stepped in. Now, Russell Brand is actually under a little bit of fire. People are giving him a little bit of a hard time. I've given him a hard time, for sure. You know, because I kind of saw him as being the face of Christianity a long time ago, long before he was baptized even, you know, 222 days or so before. No coinky-dinky-doos there, though. But after he was baptized, it didn't take very long before he was baptizing himself. We talked about it on a recent show. Exactly 5 months after he was baptized, he was baptizing someone in his underwear. I did a whole show about it. If you want to check it out, check it out. It's right there. It's a good show. It also talks about the locusts of Revelation that have power to torment the earth after 5 months. Locusts being very symbolic because they devour the harvest in a roundabout way. And the harvest is a spiritual thing. So you have a picture of, you know, a religious system that is worshipped and hailed, but really is giving power to man's ego and carnality and not really the things of God. That's probably the reason why Russell Brand is come under some scrutiny for wanting to sell his amulet, his magic amulet. I'm not even joking. In September, he did this very strange video where he's carrying a yellow suitcase and he's wearing this amulet and he's talking about how this magic amulet can ward off evil energies and it actually fights off, like, you know, signals and, you know, 5G, and it's gonna, all the deadly stuff that attacks you when you're walking through the airport, it'll shut down all the signals except for the Wi-Fi signal that's on his wireless microphone. The amulet doesn't seem to do much for that signal there, or the signal, you know, that we're supposed to be hearing from God, which is you don't need to be buying magic amulets to fight off negative vibes. You just need to love and forgive and be patient and kind. So it's a little bit sus, you think to yourself. But I put the video out. I shared it on X and I thought to myself, I'm like, oh, you tell me. Because I don't want to judge the man. Because I got this great email. DM, excuse me. I got this great DM and somebody was says he showed up at one of his friend's churches. And his friend, who's like a pastor, said that he seemed very sincere and he seemed very hungry. And so I said to him, I said, oh, okay, well, that sounds great. You know, of course, I was thinking maybe it's a mega church. Maybe he's speaking at the event. Maybe they paid for him to be there. Because, of course, that's what happens. The negative thoughts come. So I asked him. And he said, no. It was a pretty sincere place. Maybe they got like 120 people. And he's at this Pentecostal church. I guess it was a Pentecostal church or a born-again church or whatever you want to call them. There's so many divisions in Christ. There's not supposed to be. Not supposed to be any denominations. No, we're all supposed to be one, serving the same God, right? Everybody's got different rules. But I heard that and I thought, oh, that's great news. I said, that would be great news because I don't want to be like, you know, the older brother in the story of the prodigal, the guy who went off and wasted all of his spiritual inheritance on riotous living like Russell did. And now he's coming back because he's bankrupt. But he really isn't bankrupt. He's always kind of been like a multimillionaire, and I mean, he really is kind of shouted from the rooftops and everything else. And his past is pretty questionable, and people have said some pretty horrible things, and, you know, I mean, the whole White Party stuff that, you know, the Diddler has, and how close they were together. All of these things come into question, but you want to think the best. So I said to him, well, I guess I'm going to have to leave it up to God, and we'll see what news comes in the next 24 hours, be it good or bad, about Russell. And then, of course, I see that Russell Brand is trending right after I send this email. And I find out that it's about this magic amulet that he's selling for, get this, $239.99. And I think to myself, look at the number. There's the number 23, and there's the 999. You turn it upside down, it's the 666. That's some spooky amulet magic going on. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just that that's what the marketing team said. Hey, you know the magic amulets that you're going to be selling, Russell, to make a lot of money? I mean, hey, listen, a guy's got to eat, right? He's got to eat. I mean, you think he's probably making a lot of money, right? I mean, he gets a lot more views than I do. And he's being heralded and brought everywhere. And, I mean, they're singing this guy's praises, except for, you know, on the other side of the coin, they're attacking him and saying, oh, no, no. So it's like everybody thinks he's either like a prophet or he's like a really terrible person. I'm just sitting back watching the show, and I'm thinking, probably a bad move, Russell, you know, to sell magic amulets and to call them magic. But then again, you know, in scriptures, there are a lot of magicians that follow. That's where we get the word magus. Magus, Simon Magus was a magician. Maga, that's what it means. It means sorcery, witchcraft. It does. I mean, in Latin, it does. I'm not saying that that he's like a great sorcerer. Okay, I've said that sort of he's like a great sorcerer. Words have power. Things, they cast the spells. I just did a whole show on the Maga and the Dark Maga. Check it out if you haven't seen it. But, you know, Elon, I was blown away by, I'm blown away by this guy. He has the robots one day. He's doing the things where the robots are serving everybody. The robots are dancing and doing all this stuff. You got to check out the show that I did on the Wii Robot. And then, like, the next day, he's like, oh, how do I top this? Oh, I'm going to catch a rocket coming in. Covered that, too. This guy, he's, you know, you want to talk about somebody who's doing some stuff, moving and shaking. But then again, I get a little bit of news. I hear all of a sudden that the robots weren't completely autonomous, even though that Kimball, very proud brother of his, was saying age of autonomy is here. When you find out what autonomy literally means, you may, you know, it's like Russia. I mean, that's basically what being autonomous is, an autonomous nation. Maybe they're connected, maybe they're not. But it turns out that the robots, they had little controllers. Like people, I guess, were working behind the scenes. Now, I'm not negating the fact that these things can do great tasks and everything else. I've seen it. I mean, I've seen it. They didn't say that it was, you know, operators that when they were pouring the drinks and they were being so cool and they were talking very much like a human and answering like a human. They didn't say that those were operators. They made you believe that it was 100% all AI. Maybe it was, but it turns out that the news is saying, no, it wasn't. Even the New York Post, who I think they really do dig Elon, they were saying that it wasn't disclosed and that they've reached out for comment but hasn't said anything. I mean, P.T. Barnum was good at that stuff, right? You kind of like, you show people, sometimes you got to show people the vision before it becomes real. You know, so maybe it's a possibility. He's just showing you what's coming. And that if you believe that it's real now, maybe that'll help. Because, you know, with faith, all things are possible. You don't think that there's like sorcerers in the land creating on mass scale? Why do you think that I've been stuck at like 204,850 subscribers for like a year or whatever? Why do you think I'm stuck there? Because if I'm could reach millions of people. Could you imagine? Could you imagine how many happy homes there'd be? How many people would be off of the system? People would be off of the drugs? Could you imagine? Because I know that I serve a God that wants to heal us. So when you come here, this is Jacob's ladder, but it's also the well. You come to the well, you get a little thirsty, you come on over. But if you don't leave with the truth of God and Christ in you, you're never gonna get nowhere. You're going to be following after the second beast of Revelation that has two horns that looks almost like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. That's in Revelation 13. Russell Brand did a breakdown of Revelation 13 recently, ironically. The first beefs that, who can make war with, then there comes another one. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, you know, it's somebody in the world. It's Obama. It's the Pope. It's Donald Trump. It's Elon Musk. Everybody wants to put, but they don't realize what I've been sharing for years. Just like John wrote in his book, he said very clearly, he goes, there are many antichrists in the world. Where do you think the antichrist stands? It's in the temple of God. We're the temple of God, declaring himself to be God. Who do you think the beast is? In the scriptures, it says man does not know that he is a beast. Literally, that we don't know that until we're born again with the Holy Spirit of God, which God pours out, which is destiny, which is where we're going, because we're in process. We're like a brute beast. So the first beast that comes out of the sea, you know, and the sea, of course, being a picture of unrepentant mankind, carnality. That's why Jesus said, I'm going to make you fishers of men, because people are trapped in, you know, the depths of mankind's ignorance and sin and lies and all the imagination. A lot of people want to say that this beast, it's the many nations of the world. And while there is a literal representation that we will see in the world, it's really a spiritual story. The spiritual story is what matters. So the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. And one of the heads of the beast seemed, it didn't really have a fatal head wound. It seemed to have a fatal head wound. So, of course, on here, we look at it like, hey, it looks like he's losing all of his power. But magnificently, you know, Trump's power comes back. So then people go, oh, he must be the beast. No, it's a representation, sure. But the beast that loses its authority and its power, that is miraculously restored, is man's ego, our carnality. It's not about one literal man. It's about what's going on within us. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal head wound, but the head wound was healed. The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. Now, the whole world isn't following Donald Trump, okay? Half of the world, well, half of the United States at least, really just, it seems, despises him. Okay, so look, can we just rule that out? Can you let that go and maybe see what the bigger picture is? The whole world was filled with wonder and followed the beast. So how could the whole world be filled with wonder and follow the beast unless the beast is who we think we are? Well, I'm always right. Maybe that's the first beast. People worship the dragon. The dragon's the devil, okay, who's a liar and a father of all lies, because he had given authority to the beast. And they worship the beast and ask, who's like the beast? Who can wage war against it? Right? That's the way we are when we're just very, very set in our own ways, in our own ignorance and our own ego. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies, to exercise its authority for 42 months. It opens its mouth to blaspheme God, to slander his name, the dwelling place, and those who live in heaven. It was given the power to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. When you're ignorant, when you're dumb, right? When you're set in your own ways, you think you know it all. Even maybe you don't want to have to deal with any of that religious mumbo jumbo. So what you do is you find fault in everybody else. It was given authority over every tribe, every people, every language, and every nation. This is not one literal man, okay? It's a literal spirit that's within the man. All the inhabitants of the earth worship the beast. All of them, right? You should see me. I do my hair before I come on. You see what I'm saying? We all worship. We all worshiped the idea of who we thought we were. All whose names had not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. The Lamb was slain from the creation of the world. How could the Lamb be slain? How could Christ be slain from the creation, the foundation of the world? Well, all that's in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's how. When lust enters the picture, the truth, the power, and wisdom of God is crucified. This calls for patient endurance of the saints. Now, this is the second beast. Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb. So it kind of looks like Christ. But it spoke like a dragon. And it exercised all authority over the first beast on its behalf. When the religious beast shows up, when you start following after the lies of religion, and then you're like, oh, I'm born again. And then you start thinking that you're better than other people. And then you start thinking that your church is the only way. and you start thinking that, oh, if I had just, I should have my own church, and I should have this, and I should have that, that second beast, it really does make you worship that first beast, your ego. It really does. It makes you worship that. Now, in the literal, sure, you could say, oh, Russell Brand, he's like the second beast. He kind of looks like Christ, but he does speak like a dragon, and he really is getting a lot of people to worship Trump. You see, you could say that, but that would be negating the importance of the story. The second beast is, you know, the idea that you somehow found God and now that you're on the holy, righteous path, but it's really just your ego disguised as an angel of light. It's called false light, and it comes to all of us. That's the second beast. Second beast is the idea of religion. It says, and it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of people. That's, you know, people like, oh, it could be the rocket coming down. But really what it is like, how many people believe in the miracles that they see and the miracles that they're told of? And, you know, this second beast can perform miracles. It's like people believing in these superpowers, magic amulet. Because of the signs it was given, power to perform on behalf of the first beast. It deceived the inhabitants of the nation in order that there should set up an image in honor of the beast. You ever look at Jesus on a cross? If man, the picture of a man is, you know, like what you think of what a man is. If that's the beast, is the physical, literal body is like the beast. The first idea of who you think you are is the beast. You put that on a cross. Second beast says you should worship that. It's pointing you back to the ego. The first idea of you. The one that's been lied to. This is a difficult teaching. I understand. Look, we're in a system where you have www. That's the internet, right? Vav, 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 666. They could say that's like the mark of the beast. You know, you won't be able to buy or sell without it because we're all in this simulacrum or this simulation or this worldwide web that is taking control of everybody. You could say that, but it really has to do with what we think. It always boils down to what's going on within us. So we don't want to point fingers at a bunch of people. The first beast that comes out of the sea could be the jerk off that we used to be. The second beast could be the jerk off that I became when I thought that I had to tell people, you're going to burn in hell forever unless you go to my church and do what I do and believe what I believe. Once again, you're going to have to tell me in the comments section. But this is something that I think people should dig a little bit deeper in. I think it's not so cool to point fingers and say that they're the bad people. If they're bad people, the fruit will be there and we'll know it. But you can't demonize everybody. But you will have examples so you understand how to look to yourself. All right. I love each and every one of you. Please do hit the subscribe button, will you? Hit the like, share the channel around, tell your friends, have the best day ever. Do some studying yourself. If you want to get a copy of my novel, The Calling, please do. Enjoy the trailer. It's on Amazon.com. Get a copy today. All the links to everything in the description below. If you missed my last video that I did, it was based on a Patreon meetup. This is a new thing. I recorded it because I really felt like it was going to be powerful, and it turned out to be powerful. So if you want, Patreon link is in the description if you're interested in learning more. And have the best day ever. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
With our fearful cry, and for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We talked to who we were when we believed we were simply our past, our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs and our name. Trapped in a cycle of what could've, should've, would've, until we have the wisdom, the courage and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world spin, making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, death dominate. Arise, arise, O existing one, the one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead that you must help us to tame. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.